Today is the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord. The epistle for the Mass today comes from the Acts of the Apostles. The foremost treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They therefore, who were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they were looking on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. The Gospel for the Mass today is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them with their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, go ye into the whole world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. But they, going forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working withal, and confirming the word with signs that followed. Those are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today we celebrate one of the principal feasts of the year, the Feast of the Ascension. And we, of course, know that it was 40 days after Easter that our Lord, by his own power, because he was God, ascended up into heaven. It's something that was witnessed by the apostles, and of course they were taken by it, of course, what they saw. There was probably a sense of bewilderment, as indicated in the gospel, or in the epistle and gospel, that there was something uncertain what to do at this point in time. Our Lord said that they should stay in Jerusalem, but what was to become of them, they were not certain. During these 40 days after Easter, our Lord taught certain things to the apostles, and kind of gave them certain basic things that they were going to be doing, told them a little bit, but he said that Holy Ghost comes on Pentecost, he will, of course, instruct you in all things, and you will know exactly what you need to do. And so during this time between the Feast of the Ascension and Pentecost, they spent their time in Jerusalem, in the upper room, in contemplation, in prayer, thinking and considering the things that had happened, and of course, meditating on these great mysteries of our faith. Our Lord, on his part, at this point in time, went to open the gates of heaven. During the time of after the Passion, our Lord went to the limbo of the patriarchs, And he consoled them. He consoled all of those who were in the limbo of the patriarchs, because he showed himself as being victorious over sin and death by his passion and death on the cross. And he promised that he would come back soon and lead them to heaven. It was, of course, fitting and certainly appropriate that our Lord be the one who leads them into heaven and opens the gates of heaven for them. And so at this point in time, then, of course, the promise made to Adam and Eve was kept. And so they, of course, had a great joy. Those who were waiting for these many, many years had a great joy to be with our Lord and to be accompanying him to heaven. It is a certain understanding that the apostles were unaware of. They appreciated the presence of our Lord, and now our Lord was gone during this time. And they, of course, didn't know exactly what to think. It's a consideration that we have this certain hope that we have based on this reality. Because as our Lord, who, of course, ascended, he went into heaven, he opened the gates of heaven, and, of course, he made it a place so that we can have a place to go after our death, because that was God's will for us. God intended for us to be with him in heaven. And so he, of course, opened the gates of heaven for us so that we could accompany him, so that we could, at one point in time, join him in heaven. And so we should have a desire for that, a great hope, a great consolation in that. And of course, when the Holy Ghost came on Pentecost, the apostles fully well knew then what God wanted and what he did, and they went evangelizing to the ends of the earth, actually. We have a certain situation that is occurring right now, which we all are experiencing, which is causing a lot of dismay, a lot of anxiety with a lot of people these days with this problem of this coronavirus. It's interesting that they are very much beset with anxiety and uneasiness with all this. And part of the problem is that people today, they are concerned because they want to have a stability in this life. They want to live in this world, and they want to stay in this world. And they don't think past this time that we are here on earth and what we are meant to do here on this earth in preparation for the life to come. And because of it, they're filled with anxiety and uncertainty and sadness that their life might be taken from them. Of course, we have to do certain things to protect life. It's true. But to think that this is what we have to do to the extent that we don't think about what the life to come is all about, and that one day we will leave this world, is a bit of an exaggeration. And of course, it's because they don't think about the life to come that they're filled with this anxiety. We are, of course, meant to be here on this earth for a period of time, according to what God wills. And it's important for us to realize that this time on earth is to be spent in such a way that we work to use it as a means to give honor and glory to God and to sanctify our souls. This time is time that needs to be spent well and not wasted, not squandered, because it is for heaven that we're made. We are made for heaven, and we need to use this time here on this earth that God gives to us as a way in which we take our souls in cooperation with God's grace and work to perfect this soul that we have, and work and strive to do God's will here below as a preparation for the life to come. That means that we spend this life here below not just doing things in a piecemeal way, in a half-hearted way. We go about this life here below and we do things with the desire to do our very best. If we want to go to heaven, we have to do our best. We are not going to get to heaven just by doing things in half measures. If we do things in half measures, we're not going to make it to heaven. And this life below is meant for us to get to heaven. And so thus, in order to please God and to give him honor and glory and to sanctify our souls and work to strive towards perfection, we have to do our very best. And that means in all avenues, in all the things we do, big and small, things that are important or things that we might consider unimportant, we have to do our best. We can't do things in half measure. And we do it for the purpose of doing it because it's God's will for us. God wants us to do our very best in what we are doing. In so doing, we glorify God. And we have the right perspective of what we're doing and why we're doing it. People go about their lives today aimlessly. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. And so they take this life and they just want to be such that they have enjoyment and satisfaction and happiness in this life without any reference to the life to come. And any kind of suffering, any kind of sadness, any kind of thing that we in which we suffer is to be, of course, we need to flee from that because we're living this life and we need to live this life according to their mind to be such that we find pleasure in what we do. Pleasure is the ultimate goal for the people in the world today, many of them. And they don't reference things with the fact that we need to do things in order to, with a mind of what God wants, and that we have a mind that we need to do things in order to do our best in this life as a means by which we will be able to be admitted into heaven and be with God in the life to come. And they forget this. That's forgotten. That's not even considered. If it is considered, it's very superficial. And so we need to remember that we're made for heaven. And on the Feast of the Ascension, when we see our Lord ascending into heaven, leading souls to heaven by, of course, the fact that he opens the gates and those in the limbo of the patriarchs enter in, and those who die after this time also are meant to go to be led by our Lord to heaven. We understand this. We have a better perspective on what we need to do in this life. We have to keep that in mind. And this Feast of the Ascension is meant for us to keep that in mind so that we remember that this is what we're all about. And it should give us great hope. The people of the Old Testament, they lived on this, with this hope of a coming Redeemer. They were promised. They lived because there was this promise given to them. And they believed God who made this promise, and they had hoped based on this promise. We know the reality. We're given the reality. We know the reality of this event of our Lord's ascension, and in that we have hope because God is the firstborn among the dead, and he went to heaven, and he wants us to be there with him also. And so let us on this day have this great and joyous hope that God wants for us on this Feast of the Ascension, that we, of course, celebrate this feast with the idea that we are going to do our best and we want to follow our Lord to heaven so that we live our lives in such a way that it makes us fit in order to be admitted to heaven. So let us work at this. Let us work at this day by day with a constancy, with a zeal, with a determination, so that when we are called from this life and we are, of course, come face to face to God for judgment, that we will be able to render a judgment that's such that we will be able to go to heaven, that we will be able to accompany the saints in heaven, to be able to be with our Lord in heaven, that we will be able to have this great and resplendent joy within our hearts that will last for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.